Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Tune in tonight to SDPB TV1 at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain for On Call with the Prairie Doc. Tonight's topic, supernatural medicine. Dr. Rick Holm joins us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at SDSU for a preview. Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Hi, Lori.
Happy Halloween.
Very good. Yeah, happy Halloween to you, too.
Now, we could just focus on how you should walk every day and not eat too much candy tonight. But
let's forget about that.
we're going to talk about supernatural medicine. What an interesting topic. Where do you want to begin?
Well, it's the perfect show for Halloween day. You know, this is All Saints Day, church celebration of our ancestors, to think about their influence in our lives, their spirit within us and around us. And so this is the eve before the day. And of course, it's a big celebration in Mexico and other places where the spirit, you know, the Holy Ghost is revered and thought of as so important. And in this country, we're less inclined to say that there is a spirit, that there is something beyond which is touchable, you know, earthly. And we have argument going on always about where is religion and where is science. And always this conflict, and there's always that question, come on, can't they two exist together? And so that's what our topic is about tonight.
All right. What are some of the things you'll be talking about?
Well, I think what the two guests that I have tonight are Dr. Richard Howard, a plastic surgeon from Sioux Falls, who wrote a book about his going through a surgical residency and seeing people die and then come back to life, and then they wake up with the same common story. And his experiences were extremely well written. I mean, he's got a personality that just goes beyond, and I just couldn't not invite Richard Howard. And then the other is Maggie Callanan, who is a hospice nurse from Connecticut and a friend of mine who and I have connected multiple times. She's been on my show twice.
Yeah. Also an author, right? Yeah.
She's an author of the book Final Gifts. And it's when people are dying, as a hospice nurse, what her experiences have been in watching these deaths. The lecture is, there's a lot goes on that we don't understand, and we should embrace it. So it'll be fun to see the two of them kind of clash. She's on by Skype, and Richard will be here live, and we'll talk about experiences of where we people who are experienced in medicine have seen people who are near death or who've had death and then come back again, and the real truth about these experiences, and the debate about whether, that's just your dying brain imagining things, versus there is a lot between this, you know, the human being and our soul that we don't, that connection that we don't understand. What do you think about it, Lori?
Well, I'm curious what some of those commonalities are for a near-death experience. What did he, and what I think about, I mean, I've never loved Halloween. And this is the first year that I'm kind of opening my eyes to some of the layers of it. And we're going to have a conversation in a few minutes about some of the history, which will mostly all be new to me. And I'm one of the rare people who just doesn't pay attention to Halloween very much. But when it comes to sort of near-death, have you ever had one? Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, but I've had three patients, at least three in my experience, who woke up with a story. I'll give you one, and I'll probably repeat it tonight, but forgive me for that. So a 90-plus-year-old gentleman was really sick one time, I think in the late 80s, and came into the hospital, and I remember how sick he was. And, you know, I threw antibiotics and fluids and steroids and, you know, all of the things that I could throw at him to keep him alive. Not to say that I was going to put him on a breathing machine or...
Right, yeah.
I was going to let him die if it happened, but, you know, he had... And he was alone. He's a loner kind of a guy. Never married, I don't think, or he was a widower. I can't remember, but... One night I thought, as I was walking past his door, I thought, you know, this will be the last time I'll see him. And I stopped in and I held his hand and we looked at each other and I said, goodbye, I'll see you again. And the next day I came by and he had turned around. I mean, his blood pressures had returned. His face had color again and his temperature had dropped in the night, you know, it broke. And he was coming out of it. And he came out of it over another 3 or 4 days, and I sent him home, you know, and another patient. And good, he did it. He's such a live wire anyway. About 3 months later, he came into my office and follow up, you know. And he said, Doc, I got to tell you, and I haven't told anybody. But that night, you remember when I was so sick? You know, I think I died. And then I came back again. Because... and then he started telling me these stories, and so I sat down and wrote down everything that he said, and I still have that piece of paper. Uh-huh. He said, I saw my life scrolling before me like a scroll that is rolling really fast. I said, how long did that take? He said, I don't know. It could have been hours. It could have been seconds. I don't know. But I saw my whole life, every little bit of it. I could see it happening again. And then I found myself walking down a meadow, and I'm walking with a bunch of other people. They're all spread out, and they're all going in the same direction. I said, did you know any of them? No, didn't know them. Did you talk to any of them? No. I think they may have seen me, and I saw them, but that's it. And then we were all walking with this lake right beside us. That's another common story that you hear if you read these books about the near-death experiences. And then he said, I find myself going closer and closer to this bright, warm, comfortable, loving, forgiving light. And it was like the most wonderful warmth and acceptance I've ever had. Mm. And the light said, oh, you're not ready yet. Go back. You have more to do. And he said it was the most amazing thing that ever happened to him. I'm not afraid to die after that. And, you know, there was a book written in the 80s when I was in late 70s when I was in med school that said, you know, this kind of thing happens. And they described it in many, many different times and ways. And each example kind of a lot of commonalities, a few divergence, but... Near-death experiences are as old as humanity, we think. In fact, there's a Hieronymus Bosch painting of 1505 or something like that. It's called The Ascent of Man. And here's a drawing of a naked man being lifted into the air by angels carrying him toward this long tunnel of bright light at the end of the brain. Bright light at the end of the tunnel. You know, this is, some say that all of the world's religions have been a consequence of people having had a near-death experience and bringing back that experience. So anyway, you ask me, do I believe that the chemicals in the brain, that the neurochemicals that communicate, that make our thoughts and allow our memories and bring us love and tell us when it's time to go to bed and all those things that happen in our brain, these marvelous things that we really don't understand well, the consciousness that we have that make us aware that there is a death that's coming. Where does that consciousness, what happens when we do die? And there are those who say that consciousness and your spirit comes from without. It comes like a like a radio wave or like gravity that is there, not just something in your brain that will go away when you die, but something that's real. And I believe it. When I am in the presence of another person, you can feel their spirit. It isn't just their eyes communicating something that is, you know, you can sense their depth. You can that you can know that they're connected in a way if they allow it. Mm-hmm. So I feel that connectedness mostly when I'm singing. Mm-hmm. But I just have to say that I'm a believer. And maybe I have to say that because I have pancreatic cancer, maybe I'm biased and I'm looking, it's the end of my life, I'm looking for any little hope that I can hang on to. But no, I don't think I...
You don't sound biased to me. Yeah,
no.
That's not... Well, I'm definitely tuning in tonight to On Call with the Prairie Doc for this conversation. And you can tune in as well. It's on SDPB TV1 and on the On Call with the Prairie Doc Facebook page. That's 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. Dr. Rick Holm, thank you so much for being here with us today.
You're very welcome, Lori. Thank you.